Hey everyone, welcome back to Unlock Meaning, where we explore the strategies and tools to live a life of meaning and significance in every season of your life. I'm your host, David Brohlman, and I dream that you can live a life filled with purpose and passion. Thank you for tuning in to become happier, more fulfilled, and more passionate. Each week, I'm revealing tips, strategies, and mindsets that enabled me to live a life of purpose and significance as a Christ follower, a scientist and executive biotech leader, and humanitarian. I'm also having conversations with people from all around the world who stopped playing it safe and instead shoot for something bigger that will make this world a better place, so that you can gain new perspectives on living life with meaning and purpose. You can also find us on meaninginlife.com. Let's get started.
Look, the world is in a lot of trouble, but we need people who are willing to make a change and help out. In this episode, I'm going to show you how you can make a real difference in the world. Are you ready? Hey, my name is David and welcome back. I believe that each and every one of us has the potential to make a real difference in the world. And in this episode, I'm going to show you how you can make a change that will impact millions of people. It's not going to be easy, but it's definitely worth it. Are you up for the challenge? And to make this easier, I want to give you a free checklist to unlock meaning right away. Make sure to download it using the link here below. The world faces several challenges today, including climate change, social and economic inequality, political tensions, public health crisis, wars, family problems, violence, you name it. Problems everywhere. There are many ways that we can help address these issues depending on our interests and resources. Some options include volunteering with organizations that work on these issues, supporting causes through charitable organizations, advocating for change through writing or public speaking, and working on solutions through entrepreneurship or innovation. And innovation is dear to my heart, and I will have other videos on this topic, and also in my upcoming book, I will talk about innovation and how we as Christians can provide solutions to the world's biggest problems. It is also essential to educate yourself about these issues and stay informed about developments and ways to get involved. Individual action can have a powerful impact on the world, even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges. One person can make a difference by raising awareness. You can inspire others to take action and create positive change in their communities. And history is full of examples of individuals like you and I who have made a significant impact through their efforts, whether by fighting for social justice, inventing new technologies, or advocating for change on a global scale. Individuals can make a lasting difference in the world by taking action using their skills, talents, and resources. That's great news. But the question is, how do we get started? It seems so overwhelming. Well, step number one, identify an issue that matters to you. You cannot help everyone. You cannot chase multiple rabbits, because the one that chases many rabbits chases none, or attracts none. So identify one issue. Identify an issue that matters to you is an important first step in making a change. This is the issue you will be most passionate about and want to work on. It's essential to choose a topic that aligns with your values and interests, as this helps you stay motivated and committed to your cause. To find an issue that matters to you, consider your passions and skills and experiences. What are you most interested in? What are you good at? What have you experienced that has shaped your perspective? Answering these questions can help you identify the issues that matter most to you and that you are most equipped to work on. Step number two, research the existing solutions and identify ways to make an impact or create something new. Once you have identified an issue that matters to you, it's essential to research the existing solutions and ways to make an impact. This might include looking into organizations already working on the issue, reading about the latest research and developments, and speaking with experts and others who are knowledgeable about the subject. As you research, try to identify areas where you can make an impact or create something new. This might involve finding a gap in the existing solutions and coming up with a new approach, or it might include improving upon a current solution. It's also important to consider your strengths and resources and how you can leverage them to make a difference. Step number three, recruit like-minded individuals and utilize technology to amplify your cause. You know, making change is often more accessible and effective when others work alongside you. Instead of asking the question, how, ask, who do I need to team up with? Who do I need on my team? Who do I need to delegate things to focus on my zone of genius? To recruit like-minded people, individuals to join your cause, it's crucial to articulate your vision and goals clearly and to demonstrate how your work aligns with their values and interests. You can use social media, online platforms, and in-person events to find and connect with others who share your passion for the issue. And in addition to recruiting others to join your cause, it's also important to utilize technology to amplify your message and reach a wider audience. This might involve using social media to share updates and engage with others, creating a website or a blog to share information and resources, or using crowdfunding platforms to raise money for your efforts. You can increase your impact and reach a larger audience by leveraging technology. Make change last. You know, to do that, you develop tactics for long-term success, including seeking support from organizations, leveraging media coverage, utilizing online tools, and fundraising strategies. Developing the tactics for long-term success is crucial for making lasting change. Here are a few strategies you can consider. You can seek support from organizations. For instance, partnering with organizations that share your goals can provide valuable resources, connections, and expertise. Look for organizations that align with your values and approach, and consider ways to collaborate and work together towards your shared goals. Another way is to leverage media coverage. Media coverage can help raise awareness about your cause and reach a wider audience. Consider crafting a press release or reaching out to reporters who cover your issue to share your story and message. The third way is to utilize online tools. Well, we have many tools available and platforms, and they can help you amplify your message, reach a wider audience, and organize your efforts. From social media to project management tools, these resources can be incredibly helpful in helping achieve your goals. You need money, obviously, so you need a fundraising strategy. Fundraising is often a critical factor in making a change, and there are many different strategies you can use to raise money for your cause. Well, you can do crowdfunding, you can host fundraising events, apply for grants, seeking donations, apply for a startup grant, for instance, as well, to start your company or from different organizations. By incorporating these tactics into your work, you can increase your chances of success and make a lasting impact. And don't forget about yourself. Establish a plan for self-care and maintaining motivation in the face of resistance. It's important to remember to take care of yourself because you're so focused on the vision, on making a change. But don't forget yourself. Making change can be challenging and it's easy to burn out if you don't take the time to recharge and practice self-care. So let me give you a few strategies you can use to maintain your energy and your motivation and well-being. Number one, set boundaries. Set aside time for yourself and your personal needs. Because finding a balance between your work and your personal life is essential. Two, practice self-care. Take care of your physical and mental health by getting enough sleep, exercising, eating well, and finding ways to relax and recharge. Also, find support. Surround yourself with supportive people, with friends, with the network, with family, with colleagues who can provide encouragement and guidance. And then find ways to stay motivated. It's natural to face resistance and setbacks as you work toward your goals. So stay motivated. Try setting small, achievable goals, rewarding yourself for the progress, and reminding yourself of the bigger picture and why your work matters. And never forget to celebrate. Celebrate all small wins. You know, by taking care of yourself and maintaining your motivation, you can stay energized and focused as you work towards your goal. So let me remind you of the power of individual action. As we've discussed, each can make a difference and create a positive change in the world. Whether you're working to address a global issue or making a difference in your community, your actions can have a lasting impact. So take the first step towards making a change. Identify an issue that matters to you, research the existing solutions, and recruit like-minded individuals to join your cause. Utilize technology and develop tactics for long-term success. And remember to take care of yourself as you work towards your goals. Because the world needs you. You can create a better future for all. Thank you for your likes and subscribes. And I love reading your comments. And I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. When we respond to God's calling, we find true joy and meaning. We have amazing resources waiting for you on our website, mymeaninginlife.com. If you've enjoyed today's session, please share it with your friends on your socials and help us review it on the platform you found us on. See you next time.